Blog Talk Radio.
I love you some Tupac. Rest in peace. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing? How are y'all doing? I'm not playing. This is Cindy Single. This is Blog Radio Talk Show. So what, ladies and gentlemen? Okay, we are at the finale. We're here. Okay, I was waiting for this moment. Okay, all them beautiful people was on my show. Shout out to the whole long time coming entertainment. Shout out to everybody. Now, I don't know who's on here, but I know, I mean, some of the numbers are recognizable. So just shout out to everybody over there, okay? Because, listen, shout out to everybody. How about that, okay? So listen, guys, we about to go in. I ain't got time to be playing around here. Let's go. What's up, Colors?
What's up, Sandra? What's up?
You got to do better than that, Colors. Oh no! You got to come better, not bro.
What's
no, bro. Let's go. This is finale. This is you. This is your crew. This is your moment, baby. This is your moment. Everybody that came on here is with you, baby. Do you understand? You the damn king of that castle. What's up? You laugh
what's
right there, damn kidding. So listen, I'm waiting for this.
My dad, I think he's on.
Oh, hi, Dad. How are you? Shout out to your father. He's on here. Thank you so very much. You're going to hear great stuff, okay, Dad?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I hope he's on. There's a lot of people on. I think your whole team is on here. It's ridiculous. Okay?
Well, I should see who I was on.
Oh, man, I'm
Rock
so down.
Rock last minute dope promo that I love.
I know, right? Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And once again, shout out to Roxanne. Oh, my God. Listen, I will do that. I call her Jessica. That's my girl. Shout out to her. Thank you so much. Listen, girl, you made the flyest, okay? You made the – I'm a high. Okay, I'm going to hire you for the things I'm about to do. You think I'm playing? Watch me, okay? Whoa, and shout out to shout out to Patrice for she gave me every single freaking interview.
My model
shout out to her too. Yeah, they shout out to everybody, you know.
Yeah,
it was
a great month. We're full circle now. Great
isn't
month.
Isn't that beautiful? Isn't it beautiful? So listen, Colin,
full circle.
What's yeah, so what I want to do, Colors, you know, and you was on every show, and you know what we did at the beginning, and we're going to talk very briefly because, guys, Colors, we have an hour. He's got that show coming at 7. I'm going to be right on it, okay? So I have an hour just to get everything in, okay? So I want you guys to hear all the great stuff, you know, for Colors and I to talk about. But, of course, Colors, the first thing I'm going to do is what I do with all my celebs. I want to know, you know, what you think about the virus. I want to know what you do to keep yourself safe, and I want to know what kind of rights you can give us. Let's rock, Colors.
Oh, Lord. The virus, Lord. Oh,
he said, oh, Lord,
God.
Y'all.
I'm just saying, it's like a movie. It's something out of a movie, man.
I know, right?
Basically, I leave my daughter at my mom's house. I actually had her out for the first time last weekend, like, really. And we was masked up at David Freeman's event where, you know, I was presented with an award. But yeah, just being safe, washing hands, stuff that basically we should always be doing, that part. Washing hands after this, washing hands, sanitizing, keeping my mask. Just everybody just be safe and just be safe and just stay prayed up. You know, that should be part of the rule too. Pray it up, definitely, you know. Pray it up, you know, 6 feet and all that, but definitely, you know, definitely pray, you know, pray about it, you know. I'm definitely prayed it, you know what I'm saying? That's the basis of the gist of it.
Absolutely.
Stay prayed up. Yeah, that's all we can do. It's in his hands.
I like that. I like that coming. I like that. Out of all the 20 people that you had, you know, your long time coming to Queen, we all had something different to say. And, you know, that's a big compliment. And so the prayed up thing is really good. You guys, y'all must, you know what I think y'all do? Y'all sit down and write this stuff up. Because ain't no way all of y'all can come over here and say all my beautiful things. It'd be so great. I'm only kidding. Y'all was amazing. Y'all was amazing. That's the first and last time I've
My sister on here, too. Shout out to my sister, Delicia.
What's her name?
Delicia.
What's her name? Delicia.
David Sr.
Okay, well, shout out to the both of you guys. This is David and Delicia.
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys. It's amazing that you're on here. And I'm very proud of your brother and your son. And I'm just really ecstatic right now. So I want to get right to some things, okay? Now, Colors, I'll ask everybody, how did they meet you? Well, Colors, you're going to have to help me because I don't even remember. How did you meet? Oh, Lord.
We met on one of those date chat lines.
What?
One of those live link, one of them date chat lines. You said you're the black J-Lo.
Wait a minute. Back up. Listen, y'all know what now I remember. Let me tell y'all what he did. I'm going to tell everybody. I'm going to tell your dad and your sister. He turned me down because he said I was a cougar. And he don't mess with cougars. No, he turned me down.
I said you're my uncle.
Yeah, he said this. Listen, y'all, I remember. He said, now, Cole, you wonder why you was laughing so hard. You wonder why you was laughing so hard. Y'all, he turned me down flat. Cole. Yeah, he did. Oh,
man,
Lord,
it's funny
because
you were just in your early 40s then. Look at it. I'm in my
early
40s.
I know, right?
And
you turned me down. I was like, oh, Colors, now you can turn me down. Yeah, you can turn me down now. Shoot. You want to turn me down and I'm just early 40s. I wasn't that old.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, but that's how we met, though. And you know, Colors, I got to tell you something. I wish I would ask you that.
I was laughing because I was
forgot that's how we met. Oh, stop it.
And then you invited me to come to Starrett Hall, and I saw your event. And I thought, oh, this is dope. And you had, like, you was hitting
teach,
I think, some kids and stuff. Yeah.
How nice. So, yeah, when they're funny, y'all, I know y'all laughing. I know your dad and your sister laughing. I know everybody's out here laughing, okay? If Headline on here, if Trish is on here, if Cole's on here, if Treasy on, I know y'all laughing, okay? Donna, all of y'all cracking up. Chop for everybody. Jay, Lucky, I'm crazy. EQ, all of y'all.
Oh my God. 2005, 2004, something like that.
I had forgot about all that. I totally forgot. But you know what? I got to tell you something. If I had to redo it all over again, I would keep it the same exact way because it was so wonderful, so funny, and so much fun.
Yeah,
it was amazing, Colors. So I would never take that back. I love it. I love the way you did it. It was beautiful. He's still laughing, guys. So you went, Colors, now see, that is not that funny. No, sir. So listen, Colors, let's talk about your career because I got to tell you something. I want to kind of go back to where you started, you know, at the very beginning, because what I want to know about you is something I don't think I ever really knew, because I was too busy trying to be your girlfriend till I wasn't worried about the rest of it, you know? Okay, guys, we're going to quit. We're going to quit and give you all the interview. Okay, so seriously, Colors, where did you start at? Like, how did you start? Because I don't remember. I know you came in and everything, but, like, when did you start? Like, and where did you start at? Did you start at rapping?
God,
how did this whole thing start you?
Yeah, rap is the door, is the key for all this. Rap is the reason everything else exists. Yeah, it was rap first. I was a rapper first. I was in a group called Dangerous Alliance, and once it was time to get serious, I was like 97, 98. It was time to get serious and put money in. Of course, people started scattering. Left us like with 3-4 people, and then we split up. And then like the song you played, that was like the last song we ever did together. The song you played with Glow on it. Dangerous Alliance was a group. Yeah, over there. Yeah, remember, if you ain't talking the colors, get the F over there.
Yeah. That was,
yeah,
I love that record, though.
Yeah, I know you love that record. But,
I do.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying, from Dance Lions to meeting Jay, because the guy in the group, his cousins were friends with Jay and Treasy. So he was like the gap. And then once I met Jay, and then a little later, Treasy, not much later, probably about a month or so, it was like they kind of just fell back out the equation later on. Like, you know, the other guy that introduced us all, we kind of like, don't know where he at. But, and then my rhyming partner, he went to New York for a little while. And that's what I think he stayed to this day. But yeah, and that's how I met, you know, and then Jay, what made me get to networking, really, I want to say is Jay Brown. Because I used to be so upset when me and Jay was like real tight, and he was working still at Bosch. And so he could never come to my shows. Like, he came to one or two. And sometimes he had to go to work before I got on the stage. I used to be so mad. And he was like, Cullen, stop worrying about that, man. Just get out here and network. Build your own team, your own squad. And so that's what I started doing, like, you know. And that's what I started doing. And, you know, and they started, Lowe started calling me, I think Lowe's and maybe PD, the network king. And I was like, that sounds too egotistical. I'll just be the network man. So that's why I added Cullen, a.k.a. the network man, or Cullen the network man, to the whole situation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I'm going to say, yeah, that was, yeah. But rap started all this,
Okay, now I know rap started all this, and then they was telling you about being, you know, the network man. At that point, when you know, when it was the network man, how did you start that? And the reason why I'm asking you about that is because, like, your personality is really great. You have a great personality. So I'm sure
that had a whole lot
to do with it. But, like, and you know, one of the things I really, really want to talk about, too, is once we, when we get a little bit more into it, is that when you first started networking, and I'm sure that was not taught to you at all, how did you do that? Did you mentally prepare yourself for it, or did you just kind of go for it?
I kind of went for it. Like, I would get off the stage after I rapped and ask people, hey, let me get your number. I like what you got going on. Maybe we can connect in the future. We can do something. And then at first I only got people music I liked or stuff I liked. But then I realized how stupid that was. Because what if the person I didn't like knew somebody, you know, that I did like, or this person might like somebody else that I knew. So that's why I started just getting anybody number, everybody number versus just, and I had a text blast business for a couple of years and paid bills with that. Like, I think that was like the old 7 to like 210 maybe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
that was a nice business. That's why I laughed it.
And at that time you was just at that time that you was just starting out, let me ask you this. Did you really think you was gonna get like this big at all? Did you really
say that, but I still feel like I got a long ways to go. Everybody said, you know, always says I'm big, and I mean, I guess I don't see it. Even when I get these different awards and these write-ups and these interviews, I feel like, I don't know, I just don't feel like I'm there until, I guess, law there, as well as also I don't feel like that until I'm doing it full-time, like Jay Brown. You know, I always shout him out with that, like walking off his job in 2013, 2014, and never looking back, and that's all you do is record artists and do podcast shows ever since. But I do feel like I came a long way. I just don't feel like, I feel like I'm at the door, I'm fiddling with the key, but I'm not sure which key can turn the knob. That's what I always, like, mental battles I have in my head sometimes. But then I love helping people. I love connecting people, you know what I'm saying? I love
that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. See, okay, well, let me help you out, Cullen, okay? Here's the thing. I think you are really good. I think that you're doing exactly what the Jay-Z's are doing, all of them, and everybody else is doing. I think that what it is that if you was as crooked and low-down and dirty as the majority of the industry is, you would have been very rich by now. But because you're not like that, and because you didn't charge and you was doing everything for free back then, that is what's missing. You understand that? To me, in my opinion, that's what's missing. It's not so much that you're not big, because Cullen, you all the way in North Carolina, here, there, you're all over the place. Everybody knows you. Everybody. I just think that the financial part of you not charging. Now think of you just charging $10 and you times that by 10 years for each person. You understand? You would have been a millionaire by now, past a millionaire by now. So I think that, you know, you're saying, to me, in my opinion, I think you're huge out here, really. I just think that it was the financial part that you didn't, you know, that you didn't do. You did everything so much with so many people, and you charged so, you know, you don't hardly charge anything, even as we speak now. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I know it took forever. It took a lot. It took a
wear that
Sanders
crown.
Really...
Wear that crown, baby. Wear the crown. Cut it out. Wear that crown. We think you like that. Yeah. Wear that crown. Come on now. Fellas, let me ask you a question. Serious. I hope y'all listen to this too. How many people do you know in Charleston can get any radio station to do their whole team straight? Nobody. You've got to be somebody real deep in my heart for me to do something like that. Do you understand?
I am so humbled and appreciative of that.
I know you are.
Oh,
I know you
God.
Are. But nobody else could have got me to do this. Nobody else. Nobody.
Yeah,
else.
I believe it. It's amazing.
Nobody
and then
else could have got
for
me
to fall back and hear that each person's story is like, wow. Like, oh, I didn't even know that. Oh, okay. Yeah, I
know, right?
It.
You were telling
me.
I was like, how did you know that? Stuff was coming out of them. You didn't even know what y'all thought was dope.
I didn't know Glow was so deep. Glow was always so quiet. Glow was so deep.
I know, Coach.
I was
shocked, too. I was shocked. I was really, really shocked. So, listen, now, I did a lot of shows, and you came and you did a whole heap of my shows, probably every last one of my shows and stuff like that.
Ladies Night.
Nice.
I was dope. Yeah.
And at that time, you was rapping. I think you was even still, like, kind of getting people and stuff like that. Where did you
get I was networking and rapping,
Tell us, okay, when you was networking and rapping, like, you know, how hard was that for you to be a rapper? And then if at that point in time you got rappers on, how hard was that for you to do? Along with the networking.
I mean, it wasn't really hard. Yeah, I mean, I think it wasn't hard. It came, like, second nature to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, how... calling the phone or something. It was second nature to me. Just basically seeing an event going on and just wanted that helping passion in me that wanted just to connect that person. Like, oh, she got a show. Remember, I just had text on people and they all came. And you were like, what the? Remember that? Pop Shop was like six people. I texted like right when I had walked in the door of your show. Like, are you coming? Yeah, I love that connecting thing. Like, I love connecting people and bridging the gap, and then like also helping people as far as like just, you know, with me and Jay's label, Long Time Coming, just like how we just sign these artists, and some of them may never been in the studio, some of them never had a show, and then 9 out of 10 before the year over, a lot of them won awards, got paid shows, got money in their pocket. So it's just it's just amazing to see the transition.
Well, can I ask you something about that? You know, with being a boss and stuff, because you are one. You know, that in my opinion, that's just the way I see it. That's the way it is. That's the facts. That's nothing that you know. You know, because you know, I've always admired you. Always admired your work. Always admired you and all that good stuff. You turned me down, but that's okay. I'm still hurting from that right now. Okay. Y'all laughing? I bet you. Listen, Colors. I bet you, Headliner. I bet you, Treef. I bet you, Donna. I bet you. I bet you. None of them knew about them. That secret we got. I wasn't joking. You put my stuff on a skit row. I love it, though. I love it. Listen, Colors. Listen, I gotta make you stop laughing, y'all. Let me ask you something, because it bothered me probably more than it did you. Seriously, this is what I want to ask you about. You know how when you be getting people on Colors and then they give you their butt to kiss? This, like, how did you, like, that didn't, you know, you didn't think that was very nice. That was not very nice.
I mean, it takes a lot. Like I said, it takes a lot to actually get, I guess you say, tough skin. You know, because, I mean, you know, I'm a Cancer, so, you know, I got emotional and stuff like that. But, you know, I got tough skin over the years and realized, you know, that you it is business. You can't take it personal. I mean, who's going to be there is going to be there. You can't force nobody to see your vision. You can't force somebody to walk your path. Only you can walk your path, and who believes in you walks with you. There's been times I used to, you know, be upset and I get on the phone with Jay or Rock Fame or Shimon or, you know, Patrice or, you know, Hairline or whoever, and, you know, and we talk about it, whatever. But, you know, I mean, I've learned over time, but, you know, it is what it is, you know. But I do, you know, Long Time Coming, I try to strive to create family, not just friends, not just artists. Kind of like I always think of the scene in Fast and Furious when they talk to Vin Diesel about his team. He was like, I don't have friends. I have family. Family is not, you know, to me, not just submit what's in the blood of the human being. It's actually a bond deeper than the blood to me.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. And what you're saying that, right, guys, I want to do something right now. We're going to get back into the interview for sure. Carlos only have like 40 minutes left because he has another show he was going on. But I want to take out, he's laughing, but I want to take out about 3 to 4 minutes, and maybe not even that long, to talk about a situation where Carlos just talked about blood, and he also talked about it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be somebody, you know, that you know, your mother, your dad, or whatever. It can just be a person or a friend. So I like to share
this
with
Rock
you
fame.
All.
She said she listened. She just texted me. Shout
out Rockfame.
Yeah, she's listening. Jessica.
Jessica,
yeah.
Hey, Jessica.
Yeah,
I didn't even know Jessica's brother. I know I see
Fire
some.
Beast.
I know I see more, you know, most of them, but yeah, I see a whole lot of them on here. I didn't know Jessica was on. What's up, girl? So,
Rockfame.
I wanted to share.
Libra Grande of every year.
You do too funny. I wanted to share something with you guys. You know, other than the first thing, he put me on skid row with guys. But I want to talk about something really quick. Let me tell you how you can tell true love and true friends and people that, you know, come full circle. There was a time in Colors in our life that we I'm going to tell a story in Colors. You tell me if I'm right. There was a time, and me and Colors talked about this guy before we even came on. He was saying, go ahead, we can talk about it.
Yeah,
there was a time,
yeah, open book.
Colors and I, yeah, we're going to do it. It was a time where Colors and I, and we were friends for years, and I got to tell you something. I don't know if anybody do or don't know this, but I was with Colors almost every day, okay? Like, me and Colors hung out tight. Like, we was real, real tight. And so as things, you know, went down, I had a birthday party. And Colors was going to come, but he had a show, and he didn't make it. And this is what I did. I was so angry, right? I just took him off my page. I was mad, y'all. I was furious. And the thing about that, and I'm going to tell y'all why I was going to come full circle so y'all can get it. I was so mad I took him off my page. And I think 100% that hurt his heart because he can understand why I did something like that. You know, why would you take me off your page? We were friends. You should have known, you know, I had a show. I couldn't stop my show and just come to your birthday party, okay? He had every right to think that way because he was 100% right. But I need y'all to understand, you know, not that I really care about what people think, but it was important to me that Colors knew, so it didn't matter who else knew. I mean, didn't, you know, I explained it to Colors. I didn't care about what anybody else thinks. You understand? But this is what happened. When I took Colors off my page, it had nothing to do with me being mad at him in regards to, I did it for this reason. What Colors didn't understand? My family was my daughter and, you know, whatever, whatever. Colors was like my brother, okay? And my real family was not there for me. And Colors was always there for me, okay? And my real family let me down. They did. And Colors never let me down, y'all. And the whole time I knew him, he never let me down. So when he didn't come, my family wasn't there. It was just Janelle there. All the other people there was not like family to me. So it was like my family let me down again. That's the way I looked at it, what Colors I did. But Colors didn't do nothing wrong. It was me that was so angry because it was like, look, my family went and let me down again. Colors didn't come. It was so important to me that he was there. You know, I wanted him to be there so freaking bad. And that's why I did it. I was just angry. And so one of the greatest things you guys are going to love about this story is that I call him and apologize because it was not his fault. I just call him out of the blue years later and apologize to him because it was not his fault. Not that anyway. I don't know what y'all anything else, but that was not his fault at all. You know, we really never bumped heads like most people did. And so I apologized to him and I told him I was sorry and I explained it to him. I think I went and explained it to him. But what I love about what me and Colors did is that if you guys have a friend and y'all can't come full circle, that to me was never your friend, P. Diddy. Anyway, so
you crazy, Sandra. But I did come now. Me and Rock Faye did come, but we came after the meeting of the minds over, and I think you already had packed off and was already gone. We did.
Oh,
record. We
wow.
did pull up at the gym, and then
get
I was trying to call
here.
You, and then I saw your post where you said, you know what you said. I'm gonna, you know, about. You know, and yeah, and I was like, dang. Yeah, but we
you
did pull up right after me.
I didn't know that. Oh, wait a minute. Hold up. I was damn mad at Roxy, too. Roxy went too far, too. Jessica, you went too damn far, too. I was mad she didn't come, too. I wanted her to come back, too, because she's my
yeah,
damn
we came.
Family.
We
said,
was right. We, so
and
we
I was mad at you, too. You know what?
Right,
I think I said Jessica. I think I said Jessica went off, too. Because then Jessica used to hang out, too. I went to her house, met her mother, met Renee. Hi, Renee. Yeah, y'all just play too much. Y'all play too much.
We,
but you know,
yeah, we put as soon as beat the miles over, straight
wow.
to the gym. And you
I never knew
you
that.
Was already done.
I never knew y'all did
yeah,
that.
Right to the gym.
And then look at
yeah,
that.
We
y'all,
right
y'all, he,
to,
Yeah, he sent somebody, and I was like, I don't want to see him. I want to see Cutlass and Jessica. I don't want to
oh,
see
yeah,
them.
Oh, yeah, my artist, yeah.
Kind
of, oh,
yeah,
God
I didn't care
time.
About seeing him. I wanted y'all to come.
And Trackman was there. I remember
I wanted my family there. You know, because the funny thing about it was, oh, I got a secret to tell you. You didn't know this. I was not going to cut the cake until you got there.
Oh.
Seriously.
I was coming right after. Right after we came, I pulled up, and then I called off fame. I said, hey, everything packed up. I said, are you serious? And I was worried.
Yeah.
Then next thing you know, I'm about to call you. I'm about to pick it up.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I was mad. I was furious.
Yeah,
but
you were mad. Then you put the post on Facebook.
Yeah.
People can come when they get an award, but they can't come when it's your birthday or something
I
like
sure
that.
Did say that. I was mad. Oh, God. You have to be
but
angry.
I was there.
I was
calling you in the parking lot.
I know. But you know what's the most beautiful thing? That's okay. Look at us now. We never lost nothing.
Yeah,
everything.
Yeah, that's
we
what I'm saying.
Back
yeah.
And that was our worst fight we ever had, y'all. I mean, as far as I know, that was the way. Everything else, we was always hanging out together, carrying on. You know, I'd be in his car. He'd come pick me up. I'd be cursing everybody.
You
I'd be bothering
first
somebody.
Birthday party.
To fight them. Yeah, everything. I couldn't pay his birthday party. You know, I never missed it. We was hanging out, y'all. Tough, rough. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Jessica, you taking my place. Jessica, where you at? Oh, my God. So, Carlos, listen. You know, I only got 33 minutes left, but seriously, I want people to know, like, in regards to when you did the Adults to Watch, right, and you started at the beginning, what made you want to go that route? Because you was a rapper, you was getting people in and stuff like that. Then you went to Those to Watch, and I got to tell you something. I was so freaking happy for you. I was going crazy when you got it. What made you want to do something like that?
There's three different Those to Watch. You talking about the very, very, the one I used to do with Petey.
The very, I
want to
talk about
Grimes,
the very first
down,
one.
The
yeah,
very,
we're going to talk about the
yeah,
very
the
first one.
Yeah, the
one-on-one
where I would sit down. Yeah, but where I would sit down. What it was I always wanted to, because I always been around so many artists and the passion they had, and I always wanted to basically, you know, channel that passion. And I reached out to Felicia first, shout out to Felicia Rivers, and told her I wanted to do a section up Rising Stars next to Blow or something. I don't remember the name I had at the time. And she, I guess she got busy. We never got to do it. I wanted to do a section in Get You One magazine, basically interviewing the up-and-coming hungry artists. But anyway, I remember at the time me and PD being real close and telling him that, and then he started his Nobody Grinds DVD magazine. And then he was like, well, you want to bring that section over here? And I was like, what? He was like, who else would make more sense in the interview of becoming an artist in the network, man? And I was like, okay. So, yeah, the first person I ever did was Ratchet Princess.
That's the first person you ever did?
First, the one-on-one, the PD film. Yeah, the Nobody Grinds, Those Who Watch one-on-one. Yep.
Uh-huh.
Ratchet Princess was the very first person we did. She used to live behind me.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's how she met PD. Yeah.
Wow. So, Colors, do you remember the very first person that ever did my show?
God, was it me?
Yeah.
Or was it Black Love? It was what?
No. Well, yeah. No, that wasn't the show.
Yeah.
That was a pre-show. Because
I know
that
we
was
all
show.
In that thing. Well, Black Love,
yeah,
nobody
no,
was
no,
there.
No, no, that wasn't.
Off.
That was just a pre-show. We were, as a matter of fact, when you see that, because Renee was there, too. I was just learning. We were just playing around. That was not my very first show. My very first show was you. You was the very first person that came on, and then you came on again, and I just kept telling you to come on every time. I think you might have been on there 10 times over there, but I kept doing you live. I kept saying, Cody's got to come back on, Cody's got to come back on. And we did the one in the library. You remember that? Then we did another one.
Yes, I remember.
You remember that one?
I remember the one in the library. I think I had a – and then we did one that never got put out when I was managing Shy Girl and the first time I managed Trillion Cutter. And then I think Petey was there with Ratchet and G Seal. I remember that.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you was my very, very first show. I would love to put that. I'm gonna go on YouTube and put that back out, and I get some people to see that because that was so funny, y'all. And me and Coles had so much fun together.
I remember.
Always did great interviews.
Yeah,
you remember?
We both saying Shea at the end.
Yeah.
If I remember that.
You remember? You was my very first show ever.
I remember
ever.
That on the couch. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you sure was. Yeah. And, who did that? What's his name? What was his name?
Yuri.
Yuri. Yeah.
Yuri
Smalls.
Yeah.
Yuri. Yeah, him. But yeah, you was my very first one. I didn't know, you know, if you had remembered that. So listen, because I got to play your song, but we got a little bit more time. Now, go kind of go down the line, okay, and tell me from those who watched from the very first one, tell me each show that you have right now. I want to hear every show that you have right now and who you have
on. All
with.
Right. Okay, good Lord. Okay, at the present moment, I'll try to go down the line for real. We're going in 7 years this September. Those who watch radio, two-time award winner. I think 2018 online award winner with the Independent Tone Awards, and 2020 Skoomo Award winner this year for Podcast of the Year. That's those who watch radio. We'll be 7 years this September, October. I have to look to make sure, but I know between September and October is when those who watch radio started in 2013. So I know we're going in 7 years. This some year, and that's those who watch radio. Then there's those who watch TV. Well, I didn't even say who's with those who watch radio. I apologize. Rock Fame, what up? Jay Brown,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's every Saturday. We got every Saturday, but the first Saturday we back. You know what I'm saying? So tomorrow we got one at 6 to 8 p.m. on, you know, Facebook Live, as well as, you know, definitely we do the Zoom and stuff. Yeah, and that's those who watch radio. Next is those who watch TV. That's just me and Rock Fame. Because that really had started off as an interview with Mr. Goodman, what we thought. And Jay didn't want to stay in it. So me and Rock Fame stayed in it. And we do it every last Saturday. I think the show was the 29th of this month. We do it with Mr. Goodman, to ExposeUTV.com. Definitely. With Mr. Darryl Goodman. And then we also have
shout out to him.
Meeting of the Bosses. Yeah, God. So Meeting of the Bosses.
Can you tell us a little bit about that, what that means? I want to hear about
Meeting
that
of the
means.
Bosses?
Yeah, what is that all about? Can you tell us about that?
Meeting of the
point?
Bosses, actually it came from a verse from Westside Rio. Like, me and him are like I told you, we went to high school together, and he collaborates on a lot of my songs. And one of my songs he did, he was like, "Step in my office, this is Meeting of the Bosses." And I said, "Oh, I like that. Ooh, I like that." And it stayed in my head. And so I said, "I got to find somewhere to put this." So, yeah, I told him that story. So that's what Meeting of the Bosses. Because I think originally, you know, some of the same people came back. But I that was one time I had the trial and error, because it was like I branded it, and it wasn't really needed to be. So I had to do rebranding. I took a year off of it, brought it back, and then now got Hairliner being a part of it. I got Shorty vs. Elliot. I got Mr. Fire Productions. I got Georgia Nubia. I got DJ G Money. Of course, I got Liz Rock Fame. Got Jay Brown. I got Jay Vibe. I got this guy right here with a magazine. His name is Nathan. His magazine is SC Hip Hop 100 or SC Hip Hop 30. And I got Quan Rip. I got the lovely Stephanie G. I got I got Tara Sweatman. I got Trackman. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I got Paris Digital. So yeah, it's a sick ensemble. And I also have Brianna. She does pictures. She's a part of it too. Brianna, she does like real good photos out here. She's also a part of Meeting the Bosses as well. So yeah, it's a fire conglomerate. We all don't ever be on. I think it was a couple times we all was in my house, but it's every last Sunday. But like I said, we're skipping this month because we're gonna be rocking with Rock Fame at the Black Parade, Charleston Parade.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Listen, guys,
turn
I'm gonna give y'all like a couple of minutes to ask a question if y'all want to. Y'all gotta cut anybody? I'm looking right now. Is there anybody? I'm looking right now. If a lot of rest of y'all just want to finish listening to the show. Okay. All right. Hi, guys. Oh wow, these are some numbers I don't even know. I don't know where they came from.
My other sister's on too. Shout out to Deidre. Oh. Both of my sisters on. Deidre, what's up with our podcast? We supposed to do a podcast together called Full Circle.
Well, hey, Deidre, get it together, Deidre. I want to see it, baby. Let's go. I want to see it, Deidre. I want to see it, and I want to meet y'all too. I want to meet the family. Okay, nobody want to ask a question. Okay, because I guess me and Cousins are back in the pool by ourselves. That's all right. There's a lot of people on here. That's beautiful. So listen. So listen, Cousins. Okay, so, and I got to tell you something. You can tell excited. Cousins, I was waiting for this one. I love your people. Don't get me wrong, but I just wanted to get to this. I couldn't wait to get to this part, because the way we talked about it, Cousins, and the way we hooked it up, we was like, I was like, me and Cousins going back and forth, because actually, technically, y'all, Cousins is just going to do 2 weeks. So he said, "I got 20 people though, Sandra." So I was like, "Well, let's do two more." He was like, "Really?" I said, "Yeah." He was like, "Let's go." And we was like, I said, Cutler, you come on last. And he was like, oh, man, that's going to be dope. So, guys, I was really waiting
for
this right here.
Yeah, it was like the full circle. I think all Rafina has a question.
Where Rafina? I haven't seen no Rafina. Rafina, you're playing around because I haven't seen
it. 917.
917. He telling Rafina a number.
No, she told
Rafina. Where Rafina? Now, okay, Roxanne, I'm coming on, baby. Roxanne. No, I call her Jessica. Jessica, what's happening, baby? Jessica. Jessica. This ain't Jessica. Cause
hey.
You said 9-1. Jessica, why you playing?
What's up?
Where you been at?
What's up? I've been
here.
I just had myself on mute just in case because I don't trust nothing.
Oh, Jesus. Jessica, what you had on mute? What's happening? What's your question, baby? Talk to us.
Well, colors, being your VP and all, and me having all the ends and stuff like that, I need to know, and I need you to tell the city how you about to attack 2021 with everything that we got going on, that you got going on. I need you to go ahead and be the opposite of colors right now, and I need you to boast, and I need you to brag, and I need you to fix your crown right quick and let the city know exactly what you coming with for the next year. What's good? Let's go. I want to hear it.
What's happening? Okay, let's go, colors. That was beautifully said, girl. Let's go, colors. Come on,
man.
Let's
you know, we coming with an arsenal. You know what I'm saying? Long time coming. We got a nasty squad. I feel like we got a great family. You know what I'm saying? Those who watch radio, we keep it popping. We're going to keep going. Coming for another award, you know. That's going to happen. Me and the boss, we're going to get nominated for Podcast of the Year. So, you know, look out for that. Oh, shoot.
Take every damn award.
We're going to get it in. I mean, my album's dropping, so I got to come back on the show for Sandra. We got to come back. There could only be one. You on there. My fame's on there.
Who's dropping?
Colors.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
There could only be one. Perfect title.
Oh, wow. That's right.
And colors, I want to say, you know, from the very beginning, you've been very supportive. You know, I don't care what anybody has to say about you, me, anything. Listen, anybody can say whatever they want about you, but they can't say that you were never supportive. They can't say that you never service the city appropriately and bring out a lot of people in Charleston. You are a part of a lot of Charleston's first, whether they want to believe it or not. All the people that be like F meeting of the minds always come back, baby, because colors keep a platform for the artist, and he does it selflessly for the people. So I just want to give you your big up and give you your flowers while you're alive. You know what I mean?
Just give me a flower.
Appreciate it. Definitely, you're doing phenomenal. I know it's not about you, but you know I would say I'm phenomenal. That last minute promo was sick with the video and the voiceover. I love it.
She's dope, though. I mean, Jessica is dope. She be doing
crazy stuff.
Excuse me, Daddy, and interesting. But, yeah, she be
doing some dope stuff. Your interview is wonderful, and I'm glad. I'm listening on. Y'all
thank
have
you.
A good one, all right, y'all?
Thank you. Okay, thank
good.
You, Jess. That was very nice of her. I appreciate that.
Robert
and I want to add on to something. Yeah, I want to add on something to Jess said. It would be at anybody's best interest not to come and say anything about you to me. It would be at anybody's best interest because I'm not going for it. Like, I don't even want to hear it, so they better not come to me with nothing. Because I think, just as Jess said, you really service this. You did. I mean, like, I can't even think of the people. I don't even think there's a count number for that. That's why, you know, when you said you don't think you're that big, I think you are. You know, I just think that, you know, at the time you wasn't charging, you know, and stuff like that. I think it was more that you weren't charging and like that. But I think that, you know, when it comes to networking and a whole lot of other things that you're doing, I don't think nobody can touch those who watch. I don't think anybody can touch a whole lot of things y'all doing. Nobody can't message Jess. Nobody can't message the people, period. Y'all about the best set of people out here as far as a company is concerned, in my opinion. You know, people doing these things.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I try to stay humble. I know what you said. Come off the humble wagon and just get in them. But, you know, I just always feel like a humble child to taste the grace. So that's how I try to stay.
Well, it's good to stay humble, but it's okay to be okay with accepting, you know. Yeah, it's okay
like
to be okay
with
accepting.
I like to let my work speak for itself, let my work ethic and, you know,
yeah,
my squad
okay.
and everything. I loved it. I was so excited when Headliner had got that R&B Artist of the Year, and I almost tripped over a chair running up there before her.
Oh, wow.
Madonna won. I ran up there. Yes. Aww. Oh, my God. When
How many
when I won,
awards
it was,
do you have?
Good Lord, I don't. I can't. My mom. Yeah, I know. My mom got them in a glass, like a glass shelf in the house. Like I just gave her the one I got last Saturday with David Freeman. The was it? I forget what it's called. I forget the name of the award he presented me. Yeah, Rico got one too for a long time coming. He got R&B artists at the David DEF Enterprises events. Yeah. So it was great. Yeah, it was great. As I said, Rock Fame, we got to do a new award video because I have an award video that Rock Fame put together that I send people when I'm trying to sign them or recruit them to show that, you know, you can get, you know, just kind of just let them see you can get accolades if you work hard and you grind. And I have one for my artist that she put together that I love. We just got to, Jay has to send a different song to put on it. But I love it because it's like it shows that it's not just the CEO is getting an award. Uh-huh. It shows that, you know, sometimes people was like, yeah, yeah, but what about the squad? What about the crew? What about the workers? But I love that award video better in some ways because it shows each person past and present, from little Tia to, you know, everybody who's got awards that's ever been a long time coming. So and it shows, you know, and so I love that.
Yeah. I'm thinking about doing another one, too, but it would save the Choice Awards because I think I would rather choose and give opposed. The way y'all get awards is amazing because everybody got to vote for that joint, you know, so that's really, really hard. But when it comes to just kind of staying it, because I think so many of y'all do it and don't get recognition for it, you know what I'm saying? I got to be very honest with you. At the time, I can't quite remember where Jessica was at, but had Jessica, if I knew where Jessica was at, I don't think Jessica was with you at the time. Jessica would have got the max that everybody got with you straight. She would have got it. Straight up.
No, like, yeah, I don't think she was around for the Choice Awards.
Yeah,
I don't think I've met her yet.
I think I'm not sure, but I knew Jessica was not around because Jessica would have got. I mean, she would have got the match. I'm sorry, she would have got it. You know, but
my sister has a question
so
too. I didn't even know her last.
What's her number? What's her number? I love to talk to her. What's her number?
Let me see. Hold on.
Well, give me the zip code.
This is gonna be a 478 area code, but it's 4279.
Okay. What's her name?
Deidre. Well, that's one of my sisters. I say like I got one sister. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Deidre.
Yeah.
What's going on, sweetie? Deidre? Deidre, are you there?
Deidre?
I got her on.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, 4279, you said? Yeah, that's, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. What, you said 40? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. That's somebody else. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness.
No wonder they didn't speak to me.
Well, that's the last four?
Yeah, 4279.
I'm putting all kind of people in your stuff. 42, let me see. There's a whole lot of people on here. Cuz, I got to find her. 4279. Dang. I tell you, I got to go now. This is a long line. Oh, wow. 42.
Hey, area code will be 478.
478?
That's the area code.
She's not on here.
Okay.
She might have came back on 42. There she go. Yeah, she came back on just now. Hey, darling.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Go ahead with your
question,
sister.
You're so cute. I really didn't have a question. I was trying to figure out how to talk, and so I'm like, "What? How you do it? How do you talk on the radio?" Like, I didn't understand how to do it.
You did it already because it came up showing me that you you must have hit the right button because it came up. It said you wanted to ask a question because it tells me when one want to ask a question. And it just came up just now. That Alexis was kind of all the way down there, and I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So how
my,
are
my
you?
My dad had told me. I'm doing well. How are y'all doing?
We great.
I'm good. I'm ready for our podcast. I don't know what happened. You doing MIA? We're about to get.
Oh, man. I wanted to come down there last weekend, but I couldn't. But that's all right. You know.
It's like an off-air conversation we need to have.
That's a different story, but that's an off-air conversation.
Yeah, we're gonna talk. Yeah.
Right.
But
I'm
the kids good. Everybody good. Niece, nephew good. Yeah.
Yeah. yes, everybody's doing well. Everybody's doing
that's
very
good,
well.
That's good. Well, yeah, we're gonna get it full circle podcast. We're gonna make it happen. Just you know, we'll get it. It ain't going nowhere. I ain't gonna do it without you. That was our idea together. So it'll just sit in the cut.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it, brother and sister.
I hope I don't get stage fright.
No, are y'all doing it live?
She is so
you
beautiful.
Guys
I wish she was here because she's a model. She is so beautiful.
Aww,
I said, you need a model for
wow. Aww, that is so sweet.
To him.
I would love to see
her. He is, isn't he? He's very sweet.
Yeah, he sure is. Too sweet sometimes. I tell you, girl, too sweet sometimes. But what I would like to do is I want to give all of y'all such a special, it's more, you know, it's for everybody, but I think that you're going to enjoy it. Your dad and the other sisters that's on here is going to enjoy it. I got to play something for y'all, DJ. I got to play for y'all. Such a great song that Colors did for his daughter. So just everybody's going to enjoy it, but I know the family's going to be a little bit
cool.
More, it's a hard selling and stuff like that. But thank you for even, you know, coming on and not only that, you know, coming on, talking with us here a little bit. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you. I appreciate you, girl. You're going to listen
yes,
to the
ma'am.
Song?
Okay, of course I
if
will.
You don't, I'm coming to, okay, if you don't, you know I'm coming up there, right? I don't know where you are, but I'm coming. I'm just messing with you. Thank you. She's so funny. She said, I'm going to listen. Listen. Guys, I got some more time. That was beautiful. So listen, so much love, so much love. You know, I tell you, you sell yourself short, Colors, and I don't like it. You're not perfect, but listen, you know how people do more bad than they do good? You do way more good. Way more. And that's coming from Sandra's heart. Do you understand me? The only problem, and I'm going to be very honest with you, that I have with you is you turned me down. You turned me down, Cole.
Oh, my God. I'm just laughing until you bring that back up.
Listen, Colors, I'm going to tell you something just so funny. You cannot tell me I was not going to get you, okay? I was like, oh, he can't wait. I said, oh, he came from New York. Oh, my God. This dude was telling me he was going to introduce me to his uncle. What kind of mess that is, y'all? How embarrassing. And then listen, guys. Long quick, and I'm going to put it. Colors, you remember when I seen you? I think you had on a blue shirt or something like that. I think Lopez gave some kind of poetry show or something.
Yes, I used to stand
and you were sitting,
yeah.
And somebody told me that was you. You didn't see how roll my eyes at you? I said, I walked right past you and roll my eyes at you. Yeah, I did. You had the shirt open with the, with the thing. I said, any cute, too. I was just going, I said, Yeah, I did. But you know what? I am so glad we're like stepbrothers and sisters. I love it. I love it. It's so beautiful. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, you guys just hold on, and I got to play this song, okay? It Colors, it has Paige's name, and he's talked about Paige, and I want to listen to this, too. So you guys just stay on, please. And we're going to come back, talk just a little bit, because he has a podcast show that's coming on. But enjoy,
yeah.
Guys.
We can go to 6-4. They already got a
song. This is Paige's song.
Yeah.
This is Paige's. From the day she's born to the day she's grown, the love goes on and on, on and on. This is Paige's song. From the day she's born to the day she's grown, the love goes on and on, on and on. This is Paige's song.
March 3rd, 2016, heaven was delivered to me. Paige Maria, baby version of me. Seeing what I saw, had my life in awe. My grandma features in your facial expressions. Fatherhood passed a test on life lessons. Always knew I have a girl first. Me and your mom never worked. Relationship would be awkward and berserk. We both love you more than life on earth. Every day is a gift. Just want to hug and uplift. Never do I talk down. Dreams to the moon when I knock them off the mound. Life can't strike me out. I gotta put food in your mouth. My doubts are erased. Looking in your face. Challenges raised to embrace. We're unbeatable tag team to the race. The love is so real. Holding you capturing every feel. Give it 100% perfection. A baby is God's blessing. With no question. God's blessing. No question.
From the day she's born to the day she's grown, the love goes on and on.
left and you came, soothing the pain. My mom, silver top, my baby. Love you got me going crazy. Family, friends, what a blend. Loving pays to the end. Amazing when you started walking. Dad, your first word talking. I'm emotional high. God, don't ever want to exit this ride. Keep my daughter by my side. Got everything you want, never deprived. Only deadbeat is out the gardens to eat. I ain't going nowhere like kids love for sweets. Sound the alarm, see your prom. I'ma teach you to have the right guy on your arm. Trying to be a phenomenal father, because I always bother. Whirling for the week, remain strong. Get lost,
remain
loop
strong.
Is back.
Get lost,
remember,
loop
this
is
your
track.
Paid
song. This
is paid song from the
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that was the sound bites that Jay took when she came to the studio with me to record, and we put it in there.
Yeah.
And that's Latia Lee singing gospel sensation Latia Lee on the hook. But you know Latia,
wow.
I met her through you when she was singing a New Image Band.
Yeah. All right, guys, this is what happened. Colors, the fact can go to two. I mean, thing 40. I'm not going to do that because I promised Allie that I was going to not do that, and Allie, you won't get your wish because I Colors will. He was getting so pretty. So listen, guys, this is what I got to do. I got somebody else who want to do a question. I'm gonna let you ask the question, but you got a minute because I got this all set to how I'm gonna do this. Hello, how are you?
How are you doing?
Hi, what's your name?
David Phillips.
I'm sorry.
David Phillips.
Oh, you're the dad. Your dad?
Yeah. Well,
how are you?
Hey, Dad.
I got. Enjoyed that song to send our granddaughter. Beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you. That's one of my favorites. I love that video.
Yeah.
I love that song. I feel like it can carry forever even when she get older and she can always go back and listen to it and look at it. And especially the, you know, telling about having the right guy on her arm and if you get lost, play this back. Yeah, I love how it all came together.
That's awesome.
So, thank you for listening, Dad. I appreciate you you listening.
This is Senior King, y'all. Senior King is on now. Senior King is on now. Senior King. You got a good kid, yeah. I tell you, you got a good son here, sir. You really do. He's well loved. Yeah.
Okay,
if you stay on for just a little bit, I'm going to play it again, okay, Mr. David? How that sound?
That sounds great. Love you, man.
Love you too, Dad.
Y'all going to make me cry and all kind of mess over here. Yeah, this is so beautiful. Thank you, Mr. David. Oh, man. Colors, that's so beautiful. Thank you, Dad. Appreciate that. So, listen, Colors, give everybody where they can meet you. We got a few more minutes. I got to play Paige's song again because it choked me up. So, tell everybody where you came. I mean, we already know where you came from, but tell everybody how they can get in contact with you if they want to get under that beautiful umbrella.
If you're an artist or model, If you're a model, about to switch this thing up with the model thing. If you're a model trying to get on, I want you to Facebook Patrice McCoy. That way I don't have to worry about no Me Too. P-A-T-R-I-C-E McCoy, M-C-C-O-Y. Or you can hit up Jessica R-F-M, Rock Fame, and they'll walk you through what you're trying to do. And then once everything official, then we'll sit down with me. I'm going to start mediating that way so there won't ever be no surviving color stories. Or any mess, I'm going to let the ladies that I'm close with handle negotiation with the models until they're actually ready to come on board. But, yeah, that's what we do with the models. You're trying to hit me up as an artist. It's 843-530-0064. Like the long time coming ENT fan page, as well as, good Lord, you can like the Meeting of Minds. Meeting of Minds presents. That was Rock Fame's baby. I'm so hurt that the COVID killed that before. That was gonna be like a private concert that was gonna do with one artist, but it never got to happen because of COVID. Well, it will happen eventually, but like that page, like Meeting the Bosses page, like Meeting the Minds with a Z page. So those who watch TV Edition page, those who watch Radio Show page, Long Time Coming Entertainment, The Other Side podcast. As well as the podcast that's in Limbo with my sister Deidre, because the fan page is already up. Full Circle Podcast with Miss DD and Colors Network, man. Just keep looking, and y'all tune in about 30 minutes. This is new. Shout out to TOP Productions, Tori Weldon, for doing the intro for the Other Side Podcast premieres in 30 minutes on Facebook Live. It's me and my longtime homie, Ali Shimon. We're going to be chopping it up, talking. And the end of the month, our first guest will be on, which will be Rock Fame. And then we'll bring Jay Brown on a couple weeks after that. But the first introduction, our introduction show, so it'll be me and Ms. Shimon just chopping it up, talking, walking through the deck, introducing ourselves to our new
platform. And that's
at 7
platform. O'clock tonight, right, Colors? I didn't mean to interrupt you. That's 7 o'clock
yes,
tonight, 7, right?
Yeah, 7 p.m.
Okay,
7
don't
p.m.
y'all forget.
Tonight.
I'll be on my
yeah,
show.
Yeah, it'll be on
like
the Other Side fan page. Yeah.
Yeah, make sure you do that. Listen, guys, we only got a couple of minutes left, and I got to play that song again. Colors, I just want to say this to you. I want to tell you thank you so much for having it. I had a great time with you guys. The best time, one of the best times ever in my life. And you are my brother. I may not be your sister by, you know, blood and all that good stuff, but you are my brother. You understand
yeah, you
me? I respect you, and
definitely.
I love you, and you're just an amazing guy. Do you understand me?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you understand
I love
me?
Love you. Appreciate you. You laid the groundwork for a
so
lot of
welcome.
Stuff in Charleston, and you never
Thanks,
get your
Colors.
Dues. And I always, you know, want you to get your dues because you. I always feel like you like, you know, the Oprah. You laid so much groundwork,
Thank
you know, in Charleston.
Thank you, Colors.
And the way
you
treated an independent artist out here.
Like that to me. He's the only one to ever say that beautiful stuff. I mean, like, you know, Jeff, you, and you coming on, Jeff? You know, you too, Trish. Y'all playing too much. But listen, I gotta play call again. Colors, thank you. I love you. I can't wait to see you in a few minutes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Sandra. The Sandra was his blog radio talk show. This is
quick,
one of my
I want
teams.
I want to shout out the whole long time coming. I'm going to go through it quick. I know it's a lot of Chelsea Lene, I appreciate you. Chop the Poet, Donna J, Headliner, EQ, Glow, Jay Brown, Miss Trees, Rico, Mappy, Shayna Q, Sean Treasy, Simmons Boy, Trillion Cutter, Taisha Shante, Young Hood Man, and we got two in the cut. I'm gonna say them anyway. Miss Nettie P, and Holy One. Holy One.
There you go.
Coming on
there
board
you
long time soon.
There you
so
go. There you go.
Appreciate you, Sandra.
You're welcome. You're so welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta hear Paige again.
Appreciate Renee
Listen,
for
guys.
Taking the time to get the songs and stuff.
Thank you. I'm telling you that you said that. Listen, I'm hoping that all of the players, because I set it up for Colors to get off at 6:30. Okay, we gotta hurry up and play Paige. This is Sandra. This is Sandra Wilson's blog radio talk show. Thank you to two sisters. Thank you to Dad. Okay, take
Deidre,
care, King.
Love you.
All right,
Alicia, Dad, love you.
Sure. All right. Here we
Rock
go.
Fame, love you. Sure.
This is Paige Song.
Yeah.
This is Paige Song.
Yeah.
This is Paige Song. Yeah, 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 yeah. From the day she's born to the day she's grown, the love goes on and on, on and on. This is
Go ahead,
Paige
Queen.
Song.
Delivered to me, Paige Maria, baby version of me. Seeing what I saw, had my life in awe. My grandma features in your facial expressions. Fatherhood passed a test on life lessons. Always knew I have a girl first. Me and your mom never worked. Relationship would be awkward and berserk. We both love you more than life on earth. Every day is a gift. Just want a hug and uplift. Never do I talk down. Dream to the moon when
I
knock
get
off
the whole
mouth.
Thing, guys,
life
but,
can't frighten me out. I
got
to put food in your mouth. My doubts are erased. Looking in your face. Challenges ready to embrace. We unbeatable tag team to the race. The love is so real. Holding you capturing every feel. Give it 100% perfection. My baby is God's blessing. No question. God's blessing. No question.
From the day she's born to the day she's grown.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's about to shut off. The king has to get his stuff together. You understand me? For 7 o'clock tonight, don't forget Facebook.
Paige Song.
Colors and Allie.
Family.
crashed and you came to
20
me.
20 seconds left, guys.
My mom's over top, my baby. Love you got me going crazy. Family, friends, what a blend. Love and pace to the end.
Colors,
amazing
this is
when you started walking.
Song.
Dad, your first word talking.
You guys have a
I'm
good night.
It's
about to shut down.
God,
thank you, Colors.
Extra ride.
Long time
she
ago.
Thank you.
By my side. Thank you. So
love
you. Have a good
pride.
Night, y'all.
Only diabetes off the garden seat. I ain't going nowhere like kids love for sweet. Sound the alarm to your prom. I'ma teach you to have the right guy on your arm. Trying to be a phenomenal father because I always bother. Whirling for the week, remain strong. Get lost, Luke is back. And remember, this is your track, Page Song.
This